Manager's Log, Monday, June 5th, 2017. The National Women's Party's note. At the Amy Gooden presentation I attended the other day, the editor of the Progressive magazine also was there. He had been traveling for other reasons and heard of this event and decided to attend. He's an old friend of mine. He gave me a copy of the Progressive magazine calendar of hidden historical American events. On this date, in 1916, the National Women's Party was founded. Looking it up on Wikipedia, I found the backstory about the National Women's Party founded on this date. The origin started in 1912 when Ellis Paul and Lucy Burns, young Americans schooled in the militant tactics of the British suffrage movement. They were appointed to the National Women's Suffrage Association Congressional Committee. In 1913, Paul and Burns founded the Congressional Union of Women's Suffrage, but remained on the Women's Suffrage Association Congressional Committee. The Congressional Union took on an aggressive suffrage campaign. Its members, holding street meetings, distributed pamphlets, petitioned and lobbied legislators, and organized parades, pageants, and speaking tours. In 1915, they gathered over 500,000 signatures on a petition they took to Congress. Afterwards, the two groups, the Women's Suffrage Association and the Congressional Union, formed the National Women's Party in March of 1917. And on August 26, 1920, the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was signed into law. To me, this is evidence that when there are issues needing to be addressed, actions to be started or stopped, it is the women of any society who are needed to make it happen. How can such activity happen here? I'm sure it has happened before and it is happening now. I just want to acknowledge a reality of life. Thanks for listening.